AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Some 25,000 National Guard troops are just part of the layers of security ahead of Wednesday's inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. The protection following the Capitol riot nearly 2 weeks ago. Brookings Institution Senior Fellow John Hodak.
There is no difference between the president's supporters who believe in those types of ideals or lack of ideals and Al-Qaeda and ISIS. They're domestic terrorists. And they are not going to hang up their guns and their ammo vests on January 20th.
The nation's most populous state tops a frightening milestone.
California has become the first state to reach 3 million known coronavirus infections. The Golden State reached the grim milestone Monday in the tally by Johns Hopkins University. Alarmingly, California only reached 2 million caseloads on December 24th. It took 292 days for California to go from its first coronavirus case last January 25th to 1 million infections on November 11th, but it took just 44 days to top 2 million. On average, California has seen about 500 deaths and 40,000 new cases daily for the past 2 weeks. I'm Mike Gracia.
Texas has more than 2 million cases. Florida, New York, and Illinois have at least 1 million each. In an open letter recorded for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on the holiday honoring the slain civil rights leader, singer, songwriter, and musician Stevie Wonder calls on the incoming Biden administration to set up a truth commission to address continued racial inequalities.
What we say has not been what we do, and this country must reconcile our words and deeds until we turn our mouth movement into righteous action. We're doing our nation, God, in your memory, an injustice.
This is AP News. Security kicked in today in Washington, interrupting a rehearsal for the inauguration.
It's a sign of how tense it is in Washington right now, following the Capitol riot.
People
involved in an inauguration walkthrough, including a military band, were ushered from the west front of the Capitol and told to go to a secure location inside the complex. It turns out there was a fire at a homeless encampment about a mile away. Smoke from the fire could be seen in the sky. Fire was determined not to be a threat to the public or to the inauguration. President-elect Biden was not there at the time. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Bismarck Tribune reports a Republican North Dakota state legislator has apologized for sending a video from the QAnon conspiracy group to fellow state lawmakers over the weekend. Representative Terry Jones says he thought the video was a message from President Trump, and a compilation of Trump's speeches and rallies was good information. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.